Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Now that we've shut down the Patreon and we're no longer putting out new episodes over there, we wanted to put some of the old episodes out here on the free feed. But due to how old some of them are, we wanted to provide a little bit of context before each episode. So this episode was recorded almost exactly a year ago, September 8th, 2022. We're going to break it up into a couple parts. This is actually the last Patreon episode that we are going to throw up on the feed and the last one John and I recorded. So this is the first of three parts answering a question someone had around versus keywords based on the last Patreon that we put out. So if you haven't listened to that, go back to last Thursday, listen to that episode. It is an absolute goldmine. And he follows up with a question regarding versus keywords and potentially versus domains. I think you'll enjoy this little question. So please enjoy this episode from September 8th, 2022. Welcome back to another Patreon podcast from your boys, John and Ben. Dropship Breakthrough in the house. I'm trying to be a hype man here, John. Is it working? Whoop. There it is. It's working. I need...
We
have a sound effect bar. Why aren't we using any of these sound? What do we got here? Cheering. Put it on live. Here we go. Going live. Welcome back. We're so glad... this is going to take forever. Yay, we're back. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, what up?
Jeez.
So exciting.
We're going to need to work on that. But we have some sound effects. That's amazing. After I tell a joke. There we go. All right. So welcome back to the show.
Warm that bad boy up. Your jokes are terrible.
Oh boy. We're messing around on this platform. We're still trying to learn it, I think. Anyway, today we're going to talk about email and we have some questions in the inbox. If you have a question, send it to dropshippatreonpodcast@gmail.com and you too will be answered on this show. So thank you, whether you are a Patreon member or whether you are a course member in the Elite program. Either way, that is your personal email for John and I, and you will reach us directly and we will answer your questions. So thank you to Zach S., Daniel Bilal, who's asked a question before, and Gary Chung. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Let's read these questions, get them over with, and then I think after that, John is going to give you a masterclass. We'll call it a masterclass on email marketing for high-ticket dropshipping.
Yeah, sure. Maybe a fast start plan might be fast better. I don't know that we have time for the masterclass on a podcast episode, but there'll be some good stuff there.
All right, I'm going to read this one. John, you can go ahead and answer this one, I think, because I'm still thinking on this one, I think. So, hello, John and Ben. I just joined the course recently after coming over from Dropship Lifestyle. Thank you. Thank you for coming to the good program. And starting over again from the basics, I can already tell I've made the right decision. I've been trying to come up with new marketed ideas, which led me to my question. I've heard you both reference on the show that versus articles can make for good SEO content. What about a versus domain? Can you see any benefits or would it not matter at all? For example, skateboardingversussurfing.com. I have an idea that involves combining two markets that people playfully banter about, but are genuinely enjoyed by most people. It's a playful versus. There's no animosity. I think the marketing has the potential to be fun and creative for a site like that. Not sure this makes for a good podcast question at all, but I was curious your thoughts on it. He also follows up with telling us how fucking amazing we are, John, and that he'd like to come to a baseball game. Zach, a little inside baseball here. I'm watching a baseball game right now while we're recording this. That's why John is going to do most of the talking. Take it away, John.
Woo! Yeah. All right.
Go Twins.
Day for Ben. Yeah, cool. Look, interesting idea, I'll say, on the face of it. That's an interesting idea. There's probably two aspects to this. Is that, is having that in your domain going to make any difference? No, not really. There's not really any benefit to that as such. Absolutely, versus articles are great to do, and versus content can be great to do. It is something that customers search. If you're thinking of combining two sort of ideas as your niche idea, it's kind of partly what I take from that question. I'm not sure if I'm understanding that correctly, but if I am, that's what I'm kind of understanding. Not a bad idea necessarily, but probably wouldn't be what I'd go with for a domain name. No, your domain name should match your business name, and I don't think that's the strongest way to name your business. So, but as a marketing idea and some content that you could play around with on your site, yeah, absolutely. But I would probably try and pick a domain and a name for your business that is sort of a bit more unique to your business and to you, and is something that you could see sticking on a product at some point in the future, rather than going with something like that. So from a content perspective, great. There's lots of ways you can, if you've got two ideas that are, you know, there's a bit of playful banter between people who follow each of those things, if you like. Yeah, definitely utilize that. I can think of, you know, I think the example you give, skateboarding, surfing. Yeah, I could see that. You could play around with that for sure on your website, in your content, in your marketing. You could do a lot with that, and you should if you're in one of those markets. But should that extend to what you call your domain, what you call your website? I don't think so much.
Yeah, I think the only time you ever want to like keyword stuff a domain is when you want to rank basically for that term, because that's the only time you can over optimize your anchor text from out like links pointing to you. So if you were trying to sell infrared saunas and you owned infraredsauna.com, which I think a major brand owns, you can go get all the links in the world that have the anchor text infrared sauna. And that's obviously going to make you rank very, very well. And you won't get penalized for that. Now, if you owned feeltheheat.com or something like that, and all of the links you got were infrared sauna pointing at you, Google would slap you up and be like, you can't do that. Like, I don't know whether that was Panda, Hummingbird, or one of those updates, but you can't do that anymore. So there is a little advantage to having it in your URL, but I don't know if I would go after a long tail versus keyword for that, let alone, you know, the other ideas John mentioned, as far as like, you know, you want to be memorable, you want, like, it definitely sounds like an article you want to write. I don't know if that's the domain I would go after. All right, so thank you for the question, sir. And do you ever get to Minneapolis, I would love to catch a game with you. Let me know, man. I got season tickets. All right, so next question, I'm gonna go with Gary here. Gary had a iteration question based on our SEO content from a previous episode. He's in the course, Devarim Podcast. Great, thanks. He said, I listened to episode 35 and he had some questions. Using the five brands and one main niche, e.g. sauna, and four sub-niche examples, you would have one sauna for sale collection. Yeah, infrared saunas or traditional saunas for sale. Yep. Sections on there would be like one person infrared saunas, two person infrared saunas. Correct. Two, a best saunas of 2022. So you would have best infrared saunas. Again, that's the example we use. Best infrared saunas of 2022 with sections for like best one person saunas 2022. Best two person, right? That's your, that makes sense. The third point you have on here, you're asking a question, like you would have other collection pages, like one person sauna collections. I'm actually against this. I've seen it work a little bit. I think Google's a little confused on that. I don't think you need that. I think having those built into your main collection is good enough. Like you will have those sections. You should have jump links. People will be able to, you'll be able to rank one page that is all powerful, all information, and people will be able to jump to those sections. That's what I think. So he's asking whether he should create collection pages for those sub things like one person infrared saunas collection. I don't think that's the answer, but I have seen some websites do it and I have seen it work. I've seen it work the other way too, by the way. And then each brand will have their own collection page with sections broken out. Definitely agree with that. Also later on, you mentioned having a page for product X from brand A to product Y from brand B, and I think this is like a versus page, and he's asking the exact match with only link being the exact match keyword to the product. What I mean by that is like if the name of the product is product A, when you mention product A, not in a headline in regular text, make product A clickable over to product A. And when you mention product B, the exact name of the title, make that clickable over to product B. You should optimize internal links all that you can and vary them. So let's say you mention product A on 10 different articles, you should use slightly different variations of that anchor text to give Google context of what you're pointing to. Likely that product page, it will rank for the title you've created and then a bunch of other variations that are all hopefully in your low priority campaign and in Google AdWords. Use all of those to vary the anchor text using in your website to send all sorts of different awesome signals internally from articles that are similar over to the product. I hope that makes sense. Please reach out, Gary, if you didn't understand that one. But thank you for the question, Gary. Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.